This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Michelle Cobb, the publisher of Audiophile, is with me, and she is talking about books that have the right tone. And here we are on Wednesday. Where are we going?
It Goes So Fast, The Year of No Do-Overs, written and read by Mary Louise Kelly.
Of NPR fame.
Yes, and another Earphones winner, 3 for 3 this week.
Whoa. You're onto something. Okay, so this book has gotten a lot of attention. Why don't you tell us what it's about?
Well, I will start off by saying that I truly think this is a book you have to hear because it's a bit of a memoir, but it's mostly vignettes about her life loosely tied together by the heading Working Mother. And she does an excellent job of narrating the work. It's with that journalist style, but it's so emotional. I don't usually expect that from an author who has a journalism background. But much as she does at NPR as a reporter, she's telling a story well, even if things don't really hold together with the same veracity in print alone. Like, I really don't think I would have loved it in print. She finds the right tone, our theme for the week. And it's important what she's saying, and it's really well achieved here, I think.
And isn't this about her realizing she travels a lot, obviously, for her job, and she had been a national security correspondent, so she was really all over the place. And she had decided, as her eldest kid was getting ready to go to college, she wanted to have just a year being at home with her kids before everybody went someplace else.
So it's actually not that straightforward. So okay. It's pulled from the beginning of her journey as leading up to the empty nester, spending some time at home and her, you know, making sure that she can see the soccer games of her son. And so I actually thought that most of the stories would be about him, but it wasn't true. In many ways, there was an emphasis more on her younger son, who she had stopped traveling for multiple times earlier in her career because he struggled. He was born prematurely. And so he had some physical and developmental challenges when he was younger.
That's hard.
Yeah. And many of the stories are focusing on the fact that she is working away from her family and she's being pulled in these two directions. I sort of loved it when she was on a helicopter in Iraq and the school nurse is calling her to tell her about her son who is ill. You know, nothing that she can do, but she's sort of surprised that, of course, they call the mother first. Now, I have to say that wasn't my experience. I travel extensively for work, and I didn't always relate to the feelings she had about processing the absences, but I felt for her, and they definitely used to call my husband first.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up?
This is the author and her older son going to a college visit.
Okay. This is It Goes So Fast, The Year of No Do-Overs. It's written and read by Mary Louise Kelly.
It is 2:00 on a glorious fall afternoon, and James and I are tucked into the front row of a lecture hall. We're at the University of Chicago, on the main quad, having flown in that morning for an official visit and information session. In the rows behind us sit a few dozen other sets of eager, nervous parents and potential applicants. Up on stage, an admissions officer is running through his sales pitch. More than 50 UChicago grads have gone on to be Rhodes Scholars, he informs us. The college offers a choice of 53 majors. 93 Nobel laureates are associated with the university. We learn about undergrad sports, dorms, the meal plan. Questions? Hands shoot up. How hard is it to do a double major? Do you give credit for AP exams? What percentage of upperclassmen live on campus? What happens if you hate your roommate? At that last one, I see James fighting the urge to swivel around and fix the guy with a look of disdain. Really, dude? That's the best you could come up with?
I have to be honest. I am not a great fan of her voice. I don't dislike her, but her voice never quite did it for me. And I'm not sure I could sustain listening to an entire audiobook.
Well, I feel sad for that moment, but not everyone loves everyone else's voice.
No, of course not. I mean, you know, and that's what makes us individuals.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's, you know, why is there a scent that some people are drawn to and others aren't? The same thing.
Why do some people feel so much guilt over being away from their families and some people less?
And I wonder which side you fall down on.
Yes.
Okay. It goes so fast. The Year of No Do-Overs, written and read by Mary Louise Kelly. Okay. Thanks, Michelle. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Not if I talk to you first.
Ha ha ha. Dreamscape Publishing is celebrating Audiobook Month with exciting giveaways. Learn more on their social media channels or on their website, dreamscapepublishing.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.